I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A cleaner with the Miami International Airport allegedly spent over $3,000 with a passenger's stolen credit card.
Ooh, what'd they go by?
Oh, you're going to love this. The 28-year-old woman was arrested at the airport Terminal F after detectives discovered she allegedly made purchases at Taco Bell. Is it Publix? Publix?
Yes,
okay, Publix.
Publix.
Home
Not
Deep.
Publix.
Hey, I don't know what stores are out there. Also... Jeez, I should just skip over things I don't know. The Home Depot, Ulta Beauty, TJ Maxx, and Marshall. So obviously it wasn't all at the airport. Totaling over $3,000, the victim left his crossbody bag. Oh, yeah, his crossbody bag last month on an American Airlines flight where the airport employee allegedly stole the bag while she was cleaning the plane. Days later, detectives contacted the victim, who was disputing the fraudulent charges with his credit card company. The woman is facing fraud charges. I always worry about that. I think people are good, but obviously this person wasn't.
Can I just say, if I've got an extra $3,000. I've got $3,000 that wasn't mine in the first place to spend. I'm not going to TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Okay, that's where I go on my normal broke
where
salary.
Where are you
going
to go then?
That's where I go when I need to stretch my money because they got good deals and I need, you know, my money to go further. But when you got an extra $3,000, I'm going to Gucci.
No.
I'm going to Burberry. I'm getting my Burberry trench.
Oh, so you can get one Burberry
yes,
item?
Because
no,
I would never
see,
buy that on my normal
see,
salary.
No, you're wrong. I would still bargain shop because then I could get like bags and bags and bags. Bags and bags and bags of clothes rather than one item.
See,
I
rather,
don't just want one item. I want to go on a freaking shopping spree.
I
yeah,
would go get like
want,
3,000 cheeseburgers.
Ugh. I want that one item that I would never be able to afford on my own or that I never would want to spend my own money on. That's what I'm using my free money on.
All
you
right,
can pay
well,
me $3,000 for my Burberry raincoat.
Okay.
There you go. A drunk driver left his front bumper and license plate behind. You might want that. After crashing into another vehicle, this happened in Washington. A couple woke up and found their car had been hit after hearing a loud bang in the middle of the night. When they went outside, the driver was gone, but guess what was still there? His vehicle's front bumper and license plate were just a few feet away from theirs. The couple called the cops, who ran the vehicle's license plate and learned, yeah, the driver actually lived a few blocks away. So they took their self over there. The officers found the guy at his house. He was arrested and charged with DUI. People are so dumb.
Just don't. Just say no.
And our final Dummy of the Day story on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check these out at RadioNowIndy.com. A Texas woman was arrested, oh God, this is scary, after biting off and swallowing part of another woman's nose during an argument.
Ew.
Like Mike Tyson to the extreme. She went chomp, 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 and then she swallowed it.
Arguing does make me hungry. I work up an appetite when I argue because I go hard when I argue.
I'm going to bite your nose, girl. The women were out drinking, well, there we go, together, and went back to the victim's house. The woman asked the victim for more alcohol and cigarettes, but was told to leave instead. She threw the victim to the ground by her hair and then bit off a large piece from the bridge of her nose. Oh my gosh. The woman then swallowed part of the nose.
Ew.
The victim was rushed to the hospital and will need reconstructive plastic surgery. Does she kind of like that thing out then?
I guess.
Oh.
The nasty.
Yeah, the attacker was charged with assault and has been ordered to stay away. I would hope so. All right, that's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.